From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Russian Air Force Tuesday launched a major operation in Syria's Idlib and Homs provinces. Russian media say the airstrikes were aimed at Islamic State militants and fighters from the Nusra Front. In Washington, the State Department strongly criticized Russia for the new attacks.
We strongly condemn the resumption of airstrikes in Syria by the Russians as well as the Syrian regime. The most recent reported attacks are on 5 hospitals and 1 mobile clinic in Syria. We believe it's a violation of international law.
Meanwhile, Syrian government aircraft renewed barrel bomb attacks on the city of Aleppo. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes were the first to hit eastern Aleppo since October 18th. President Obama was in Greece Tuesday, assuring America's European allies that the U.S. will retain its commitment to NATO under the presidency of Donald Trump. On his last foreign trip as president, Mr. Obama said NATO, quoting now, provides significant continuity even as we see a transition of government in the United States. The U.S. leader also called on NATO leaders to spend more on defense. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence Tuesday discussed key appointments in their new administration. No public announcements came out of the day-long meeting at Trump's New York home. Aides are signaling that former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani could be named Secretary of State. U.S. media reports say that retired Army General Michael Flynn, once the head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, is a possible pick as National Security Advisor. Trump has more than 4,000 jobs to fill in the U.S. government as he prepares to take office on January 20th. This is